With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Governor Steve Bullock describes President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Accord as, quote, short-sighted and dangerous. Bullock, a Democrat, released a statement today saying climate change is real and poses a direct threat to Montana's way of life and economy. The regional representative for the National Wildlife Federation, David Ditloff, agrees.
I think some of the renewable energy potential that Montana holds, wind and solar, we're a darn windy state and we're pretty sunny in most of it as well, we'll be losing those opportunities and those investment dollars will be going to other places more likely.
President Trump claims the international agreement is less about climate than it is other nations gaining financial advantage over the U.S. Many Republicans and conservatives agree, saying the Paris Accord would restrict the use of fossil fuels and therefore put a chokehold on American industry and economic development. Trump says the U.S. will begin negotiations to re-enter the Paris Accord or an entirely new climate agreement. A search is underway for a man who reportedly fell into a stretch of turbulent water below a dam in northwest Montana yesterday. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell says deputies and Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal rangers, along with a search and rescue canine unit, were looking for the 23-year-old man today. Bell has not released his name. Authorities received a report yesterday that a group of friends had hiked down to an overlook area near the Salish Kazanka Kalidzba Dam overlook on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Witnesses said the man climbed down a rocky hillside outside posted boundaries, slipped and fell into the fast-moving river. A federal judge has overturned government agency approvals to develop a copper and silver mine in a Montana wilderness area, saying the decisions violated laws meant to protect threatened grizzly bears, bull trout, and their habitat. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy ruled Tuesday the U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must reconsider their findings related to the Montanore mine in Kootenai National Forest. The president of Carroll College is leaving to take a new position in Texas. Dr. Thomas Evans assumed the helm of Carroll in 2012. Carroll is a private, four-year Catholic college in Helena with an enrollment of nearly 1,500 students. Evans is leaving to become the 10th president of the University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio. That's the largest private university in Texas, which Evans says is where
the majority of both my and my wife's family live, so we're excited to be back with them. It's with mixed emotions as leaving Carroll College as a wonderful institution with amazing people and fantastic students is not easy to do, but it's really a wonderful opportunity in San Antonio.
During Evans' presidency, donors contributed over $43 million to Carroll for capital projects, endowments, and operating expenses. Evans' last day will be July 31st. Carroll's Board of Trustees will immediately begin the search for an interim president. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Nate Hedgie. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was in Great Falls today for an agriculture summit hosted by Senator Steve Daines. Perdue promised big changes at the U.S. Forest Service, which his department oversees. Eric Whitney reports.
Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has only been Agriculture Secretary for 5 weeks. He told the crowd of mostly farmers and ranchers that where he comes from, trees are a crop that can be sustainably harvested.
We've got a lot of U.S. forest land that's not healthy. Part of that's budgetary. Part of that is ideology and litigation and NEPA regulations that we've got to get straightened out.
The Ag Secretary said President Trump is already making that happen, and there's more to come.
We're not going to roll over every time someone says boo about us wanting to harvest the timber to make a healthy forest.
So far, an Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, who will be in charge of the Forest Service at USDA, has not yet been named. In Great Falls, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
A second ride-sharing company is hoping to set up shop in Montana. Officials with Lyft Incorporated will testify before state regulators Monday, trying to prove they're ready to join Uber in Montana's mobile app ride-hailing industry. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Lyft's application comes a year and a half after the state's Public Service Commission regulators approved Uber to operate in Montana. The 2015 legislature approved a bill paving the way for ride-sharing companies in the state. Chris Puyer with the PSC says that legislation stripped away authorities of how regulators could look at ride-sharing companies' applications to enter the state.
Before that bill, it was the purview of the Public Service Commission. It was up to us, to the commission, to decide whether or not a new motor carrier was needed in an area. The commission's role in this instance is simply limited to determining whether or not an operator is fit to conduct business.
In order to be fit to conduct business, Lyft must show it meets minimum requirements of insurance, bonding, and general security. An owner of a taxi business in Livingston is expected to protest Lyft's application, according to the PSC's Chris Puyer. When Uber applied to operate in Montana, it was originally opposed by members of the state's existing taxicab industry, but that opposition was eventually withdrawn. Lyft will testify to the PSC on Monday at 9 a.m. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
State and federal wildlife officials are investigating the shooting death of a male grizzly bear west of Whitefish. Investigators with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say the four-year-old bear's body was dumped over the Farm to Market Road Bridge and into the Stillwater River sometime between May 25th and 28th. It was then found downstream by recreationalists and retrieved by officials last Sunday. It is the second grizzly to be shot in Montana in the past 2 weeks. Grizzly bears are a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, and it is illegal to kill them except in cases of self-defense. Wildlife officials encourage anyone with information on this case to call 1-800-TIP-MONT. A reward up to $2,000 may be available for information leading to a conviction. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.